Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And thank you to all of you who have been subscribing, near record numbers. And also thank you for the nice comments, those of you who've been talking about how much you enjoy the site and that sort of thing. It really means a lot to me. And also those of you, if you've got a comment or a constructive critique that you'd like to make, if you find something I didn't do right, I'm glad, or if you got a better idea, I'd like to hear those things too. So let me know about that. Ivan Meisner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and the founder of Business Network International, which is an organization that I think is a great organization. He's the author of a number of books, but he's got a brand new one out called Masters of Success. He's our networking, heck, he's the world's networking expert. Ivan Meisner, welcome back.
Thanks. It's always great to be on your show.
It's good to have you back, Ivan, as always. And congratulations on your new book. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
It's called Masters of Success, Proven Techniques for Achieving Success in Business and Life. And Ivan, it's a collection of articles about success stories from a lot of different folks, isn't it?
It sure is. We've got some incredible contributing authors. Buzz Aldrin, the astronaut, Aaron Brockovich, Michael Gerber, John Gray, Mark Victor Hansen, Tommy Hopkins, Vince Lombardi Jr., Harvey McKay, Tony Robbins, some guy named... Jim Blasingame. Got some incredible authors.
You were doing pretty good there for a while, and you kind of dropped off the table there at the end.
Not at all.
Let's talk about success. Now, why did you – tell us about that title, Masters of Success.
Well, it was – first of all, it's a sequel to Masters of Networking, which was our last book. It hit the New York Times bestsellers list and did real well, and we decided we wanted to do a follow-up book. But this time we wanted to do something on a broader theme than networking, and we tackled success. And it's an interesting subject because it can be defined a lot different from person to person. In real life, mm-hmm. success is a very slippery concept. It's relative and highly personal.
Well, I agree with you, and one of the things that I like to talk about on the show, and one of the reasons why I was excited about your book, is because I think it's important that we learn how to define success. As you said, everybody defines it differently, but I actually think that every person should learn how to define success in different ways. I think we shouldn't have one definition for success.
And well,
For example, yeah. You know, if your only definition of success is money and stuff, I think right. You're going to wind up being a very unhappy person.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think when we talked about personal definition in the book, it really was a series of definitions on how it applies to you. Mm-hmm. In the sense that, you know, we certainly think that people take a look at whether they're successful or not based on a number of criteria, not just money, or at least they should. Mm-hmm. We've all met people who, at face value, looks highly successful. They financially are very secure, yet, you know, their family life is a shambles.
Right.
And, you know, is that truly success? Well, probably not. And to us, you know, one's own personal definition really takes a look at a number of factors, not just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And how we define success for others may be different than how we define success for ourselves. I mean, we've all had teachers in life. I've had several high school teachers who made a huge difference in our life. They mm-hmm. did something that really made a difference for us personally. And if you look at those teachers, are they successful from the traditional sense? You know, are they millionaires? Well, not likely.
Right.
So. Yeah, but are they really unsuccessful? Not at all. They're extremely successful at the career that they have chosen. And so you really have to take a look at it in the context of the goals and aspirations of the individual.
You know, I was talking to an old friend of mine once a long time ago, and he was a teacher and taught science. And he was feeling kind of unsuccessful. He was having a tough time at the time.
Yeah.
And it felt feeling pretty unsuccessful. And I said, why? And he was measuring his success in ways outside of his profession.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the financial success, for example, and that kind of thing. And I said, well, what about your other successes? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, how many students have you taught in your 20-year career as a teacher? And he actually, I made him do the math on that. And I said, those people are out there in the world making a difference. Don't you think some of those people are thinking of you fondly and thinking of you were a pretty big success story in their lives? And it had turned his thinking around.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what you're talking about. Ivan, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Ivan Meisner, the president and founder of Business Network International, BNI, and that website's BNI.com, by the way, folks. I just happen to know that. And I'm gonna make Ivan do something he's not really all that froggy about doing. He's not really too good, too much likely to talk about his own success story, but I'm going to make him do that. Ivan, your BNI is doing really well. You guys are over 3,000 chapters worldwide now. You told me the other day that you just opened your 18th country. I believe it was Norway. And congratulations on that. And you are a true success story, no question about it. An international success story of immense proportions. But was it always so, Ivan?
Not even. And, you know, the really amazing thing about I probably went a good 10 years really feeling like I was not terribly successful at this business. That, you know, I had much higher expectations. And it took 10 years of really working in the business before I felt like I had any modicum of success.
So for 10 years, and any given day, looking in the mirror shaving, you might have said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What were you thinking, you big dummy?
Well, you know, I tell you what, though. I loved the business.
Yeah?
I did the business not because I wanted to get rich, but because I loved doing this business.
But you didn't love your financial statement, did you?
No, I didn't.
Or your balance sheet. You didn't like that.
Not at all. We were talking about this off air, but it opened. I opened 350 locations in the 10 years of my business.
All in the United States?
All over the United States. Yeah, actually, United States and Canada. So okay. Two countries.
Right.
But in the second 10 years, for most of, well, at least the last 6 years, in any 1 year, we'll open between 300 and 400 chapters. So
right.
We do now in 1 year what it took the first 10 years to do. And so in the second 10 years, we're now just about on our 20th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. January 2005 will be our 20th anniversary. And so in the first 10 years, we opened 2 countries and 350 chapters. And in the second 10 years, we opened just under another 3,000 chapters and another 16 countries.
Well,
so
the last
10 years.
The reason I wanted you to say that, Ivan, I knew a little bit about that story, and I wanted you to tell that story because there are people out there right now starting businesses, and they're looking at you, and they're saying, perhaps you or people like you, and they're saying, I want to be like Ivan. I want to be like that guy. I want to be like that lady. You know, she's got what I want. And they look at it, and they look at you now, and they see what you're doing, and it looks so much fun and so successful, and so it looks, you make it look easy now, Ivan. But what they don't realize is that you're a 20-year overnight success.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
And so, folks, you know, the truth is, Ivan, if you had come, if you told me you were this successful after 3 years, and this were your third year, and you were this successful, I'd actually be more worried about you in that case.
Yeah, because there's actually, you know, you have a lot of growing pains when you grow as fast as we have. If we didn't have a solid foundation for that growth, it would be much more difficult as an organization.
There's a lot to be said for growing into your success, isn't there?
There really is. Yeah, there really is.
And as the artists say,
maturity as a business professional.
And as the artists say, you know, suffering for your art. There's a little bit of some benefit in suffering for your art, isn't there?
There's no doubt about that. And it's really amazing to me how people, oftentimes, in you know, going back to the idea of success, think that they should be there in just a few years. Yeah. They have this expectation that they don't have to do all of these things. There's an article in my book about somebody who once was looking at. You know, where my business has gone, and he said, wow, you really are lucky. And I said, I'm lucky. Would you like to be this lucky? And he said, yeah, I'd love to be this lucky. He said, I could tell you how to be this lucky.
Work 80 hours a week.
You know, work really long hours for 20 years, mortgage your house a couple of times,
yep.
Write 7 books, and, you know, start your own company, and you too can be this lucky.
And travel 1,000,000 miles a year.
That's right.
Yeah, you too can be this lucky. Ivan, in your book, one of the things that I liked was reading about what's called the illusion of success. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, that was John Gray, the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, talks about the secret of getting what you want and wanting what you have, and how to do that regardless of outer influences. And you know, we were talking before the last break about the definition of success, and I think Gray's approach is really interesting, because he says, look, you have to you know, want what you have in order to get what you want, and that success itself is in fact an illusion. Michael Gerber talks a little bit about that as well, where he says that success itself is never enough. That truly successful people understand that the road is endless. You can't get there. You can't own. Hold success. You'll know when you're there, but you can't hold it. And when you're there, it's a moving target.
Right.
You know, oftentimes achieve a level of success, and then they're ready to raise the bar and go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not something that once you're there, you can go, ah, I'm there. You know.
That's what a lot of people want. They look for that, and I call it looking for the destination instead of being happy with the waypoint. That's what I. Being seeking the destination, desiring the destination, instead of being happy with the waypoint. And folks, let me tell you something. You know what the destination is? It's the one where you get all hours and, you know, people are looking out down at you. Yeah, that's the destination. Don't wish for that. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this destination waypoint thing with our good friend Ivan, the author, along with a bunch of other folks, of Masters of Success, available wherever books are sold. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our buddy Ivan Meisner, the author, along with a bunch of other folks, outstanding individuals, and then one other guy, of Masters of Success, proven techniques for achieving in business and life. And Ivan, it's out there now, right? It's in the stores, right?
It's available at most major bookstores right now. Just came out about 2 weeks ago. It's also available at Amazon.com and, of course, my my business website, BNI.com.
Right.
However, you can also take a look at it and get some additional information at its own website, mastersofsuccess.biz. That's B-I-Z.
.biz, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever fine books are sold, in a couple of places where they're not so fine. Ivan, tell us about.
Well, BNI is a business and professional networking organization that allows only one person per profession to join one of our chapters. So we have one lawyer, one CPA, one banker, one chiropractor. They get together every week, and the sole purpose is to pass each other referrals. Last year, the organization passed 2.8 million referrals, generated about $1.2 billion, with a B, dollars worth of business for the members worldwide.
Good for you. And they can find out about joining a chapter or starting a chapter at
BNI.com. Okay. Just a ton of information at that location.
You also got a quarterly newsletter that you send out too, don't you?
We do. It's really pretty substantial, usually about 30 pages or so of content on networking, and there's certainly material specific to BNI, but there's also a lot of contributing authors. You are a regular contributor to SuccessNet, and that goes out every other month, and it's an e-zine, so you just have it sent to you via email.
Yeah.
And it's really quite impressive. They do a good job. The editors for me do a good job.
And they can subscribe at BNI for free, right?
Yeah, then go to BNI.com and subscribe. And it is, I did mention it was free,
right? Yeah.
We now have 45,000. We have 45,000 subscribers worldwide.
Congratulations. Ivan, let's talk about, let's get back into success a little bit. And what as we went to the break, I was talking about this waypoint thing, my idea of the waypoint. Here's the only thing I'm going to say, other thing I'm going to say about that. I try to help people realize that if you're in a position in your business to realistically anticipate the next level of growth and success, don't forget that just being able to realistically anticipate that kind of a movement is a success in itself. Don't let that moment go unsavored.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
But you know, you've seen that, haven't you? Where people they're always waiting till the next thing happens to really celebrate.
Right.
That's a mistake, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, you have to have a lot of celebrations along the way. I remember when we hit 500 chapters. That was, you know, we literally, as a matter of fact, at our office, we opened up a bottle of champagne at 500 chapters, and we still have the cork. We 500 on it, and we kept it all these years. But what's funny is we open that almost every year now.
Yeah.
But it took us, you know, more than 10 years to hit that.
Right. You know, you're talking about your 10 years. Our buddy Mark Allen is a member of our Brain Trust. He said his 5-year plan took 10 years. and that multimillionaire, but he was just like you. That was funny to hear him say that. Ivan, what about luck? What did your author say about luck? How does luck play a factor
in
success?
Interesting issue. As I traveled around the world and would ask different people, you know, what's it take to be successful, you come up with a series of themes here over and over again. Passion, persistence, goals, vision, adversity, social capital, leverage, you know, all of the same kind of pretty consistent things. When you ask millionaires, really successful people, when you ask the people that are major names in this book as contributing authors, what's it take to be successful, you know what you hear? Goals, adversity, social capital, I mean, all the same kinds of things. Well, there was a third group of people that we asked, and that was students. You know, at a local university here in Southern California. And so for years now, I've asked them, these students, what's it take to be successful? And you know what they say? Passion, persistence, goals, adversity. We all know what it takes to be successful. Now, let me come back to that. The only thing that the students said that no one else would bring up, did bring up was luck. Students said luck had a lot to do with.
They were still hope. They were still naive enough to hope for some luck in there, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, you know, my philosophy on luck is that the harder you work, the luckier you get.
That's right. Yeah, and I know it's tried and archaic, folks, but you do make your own luck. Question about it, Ivan. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on this outstanding book, Masters of Success. Wherever books are sold, BNI.com. Check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to his free newsletter. Thanks. Best.
Thank you, Jim.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and don't forget, next time I talk to you, I'll be in Orlando all week. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.